Leading the news this morning, many economists are predicting the Reserve Bank will deliver an early Christmas present when it holds its final meeting of the year today. Financial markets are betting on a quarter of one percentage point interest rate cut. Latest figures show a slowdown in growth has prompted renewed calls for a cut to stimulate the economy. Israel's plan to expand Jewish settlements on occupied territories has drawn fierce criticism across Europe. The governments of Britain, France, Germany and Sweden have all summoned Israel's ambassadors to express their concerns. Israel announced the move to build 3,000 new homes after the UN voted to give Palestinians greater recognition. Businesses, unions and welfare groups have formed an alliance to tackle long-term unemployment. The Business Council, the ACTU and the Australian Council of Social Services want the unemployment benefit New Start increased. They're also calling for an inquiry into entrenched disadvantage and a review of the jobs services system. A Queensland bikie gang heads to the High Court today to challenge a police move to declare it a criminal organisation. Lawyers for the Finks Motorcycle Club says laws introduced by the state's former government are unconstitutional. Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge are expecting a baby, but Kate's joy over impending parenthood has been tempered by severe morning sickness. A royal spokesman says she's being treated in hospital and is likely to stay there for several days.